I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. R&B singer Donnie traces his artistic roots to Southern soul. Like many other R&B singers, Donnie got his earliest taste of music in the black churches of Kentucky and Atlanta. When that city's modern soul scene started taking off, Donnie was right on board with a debut album titled The Colored Section. Donnie's old-school vocal style earned comparisons to legends like Marvin Gaye and Stevie Wonder. For his new album, The Daily News, Donnie reached down to his soul roots and pulled in artists who played with Stevie Wonder, Rufus, and Earth, Wind, and Fire. Donnie joins me now to talk about his new disc. Welcome.
Thank you.
So I mentioned before that you have some roots in the Southern Black Church, and that's where many of the greatest singers come from. When and how did you break with just singing in church, and how did you move on to secular music?
I moved on to secular music, you know, when I left the church and left home. Well, it really was at the same time, you know. My mother had to push me out, you know, one night, and I just started singing in the clubs around Atlanta, you know, doing cover tunes, you know, and making my money that way, feeding myself.
When you say had to push you out, what do you mean specifically?
I mean, you know, you grow to a certain point where, you know, I was getting rebellious, you know, getting too much mouth, and just, you know, to be living in under, you know, my dad and my mother's roof, you have to, you know, respect them. And, you know, that time was running out. I was feeling myself, or smelling myself, as they say.
So when you look back on those hard times, what does it bring to your music?
Basically, I guess it just processes you. Like in church they say, like gold, like metal, you know, and just makes it more precious, and just makes you more refined, you know. You can, I guess, bring off emotion and song at ease because you've been through something.
If I were you, in everything I do, I will proclaim it all in the name. If I were you, nothing could be sweeter than a change.
Now, when you talk about the nature of your voice, whether it's bringing out the experiences that you've had or the lyrics that you create, you have been compared vocally to singers like Stevie Wonder and Donny Hathaway. That is a huge set of influences to live up to. How does it make you feel, and does that put pressure on you?
Well, it does put pressure on me. It makes me feel honored. You know, I do want to take it further, though. You know what I mean? You know, I don't want to be them always or be compared to them always. I want to, you know, Donnie, i.e., to have a style of his own.
So, this is your second album. Give us a track that you have done on this album and why it speaks to you, not just because you made it, but because you recognize something in it that maybe is universal.
9-1-1. You know, of course, I dedicated to our fellow citizens who died in, you know, the 9/11 tragedy. You know, I was there and just had to get some stuff off of my chest. You know, wrote it because I want to get rid of all of those isms and schisms in my life.
Well, that's a perfect chance to ask about something that you did recently. You were in L.A. to perform at the L.A. Black Pride Celebration. It's a big event for African-American gays and lesbians. Folks come from all over the country to attend. And you spent some time with journalist Jasmine Canick, who we have on our show regularly. And you talk to her about being a gay black man, which you don't always discuss in public. Let me ask you about it, though, now. How has your sexuality changed the path that you have been able to walk as an artist and in the music industry?
Well, I put it like this. It has freed me. You know, I'm not fearing that somebody will come out on with a story, or, you know, I don't fear it in my music. I really don't even talk about it in my music as far as the sexuality part, you know, but I don't know, it helps me to do what I need to do and just let go of that burden of being scared.
We had a hip-hop series, and we talked about how gays and lesbians in hip-hop were still, for the most part, scarce and isolated, and how people were trying to change that. R&B music has traditionally been what some folks call baby-making music, very heterosexual, very much steeped in a tradition of courtship. How does your approach to it have to change, or does it change?
It doesn't really change, because I am in a tradition of making music, message music, you know, which is soul music, which is basically, I say, the bridge between the secular and sacred world. You know, so it doesn't talk about that heavy sex and, you know, courtship and all of that type of stuff. It doesn't do that. So I'm really free to do what I do.
Some bitch in the Chattahoochee, in the Chattahoochee. They were none of a baby, said it was a project, serious like cancer.
Well, Donnie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Soul singer Donnie, his new album is titled The Daily News.